Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I got Pam Danziger with us, ladies and gentlemen. Pamela N. Danziger is our guest. She's the author of Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, also Let Them Eat Cake, also Shopping, Why We Love It. And she's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be with you today.
It's good to have you back. Are you sick of talking about Black Friday, Pam?
You know, I really am, because the fact is...
Wait a minute. That's what you do, Pam.
Well, you know, all the planning is done. Everything is in place. I mean, now it's a matter of just simply getting through between now and
endurance. Now it's just an endurance test, right?
Right. So, you know, so I think what we really need to do is we need to start thinking about what do we need to do next year for next year's Black Friday? What do we need to do?
But before you do that, you got to give us a report on where you think things are.
Okay, well,
we don't have to talk about Black Friday, but I got to count on you for a report on where you think retail is right now.
Right. Well, we finished up our survey with affluent shoppers. These are people at the top 20% of U.S. households who account for more than 40% of the spending. So, I mean,
right. They're
two for one when it comes
right.
to shoppers. 20% of these people, only 20%, believe that the recession is over. 80% are
wow.
still making changes. They're still watching their wallets.
80% of the affluent are
yes.
still feeling the pinch.
Exactly. So, there's been some headlines recently in Wall Street Journal and a couple of other places that say, oh, the luxury shoppers are back and so on and so forth. Well, you know what? Only a very small segment of those are back. And I think mm-hmm. that these announcements and these headlines are not doing anybody
do
any
you
favors.
Think, do you think that 80% is really feeling the pinch, or do you think they're feeling the conspicuousness of consumption?
Well,
they're a little embarrassed, a little self-aware of that.
No, you know, while they're, I mean, some of that is, of course, operational, but I think, you know, most of it is they are really uncertain about where the economy is. I mean, the simple fact is being hugely in debt does not work for households.
It's the antithesis of what they're thinking about right now.
Exactly.
They're trying to go the other way.
Being in debt doesn't work for households. Being in debt doesn't work for countries. And I think that they're really seeing, you know, these are people who are reading the papers and paying attention to the news.
Right.
And it really, things just do not look good.
So is consumerism being reset?
It really is. And it's all about a changing of values and how you perceive values. So, you know, as I think about where we want to go next year, where we want to be this time next year, is we really need to be focusing on enhancing the value proposition of
mm-hmm.
our products, of our services.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to be, you know, helping consumers define what our values is. And we've really got to, you know, put marketing first and foremost for all small businesses. Because I tell you, if you don't get the revenues, you aren't going to be in business.
No kidding. So you're saying that, and see, this is fitting in to me perfectly with the way customers are thinking because the use of values. I think that's so important because what you're saying is that Americans especially, and maybe people in other countries, they're not being frivolous about their purchases, the money they spend anymore. It's not that they're denying, you know, we may get to a point where we're not exactly, denying ourselves, but we're being more value, more conscious of how it fits into our lives, not just something that we want.
Exactly. I mean, it's really about, is it good for me? I mean, is it something that makes sense? I mean, you know, one of the things that I've seen with the luxury shoppers as I've been watching them for the last, you know, 10 years, you know, virtually 10 years, is that it used to be that they gained power by how much money
yeah.
they had to spend. So that's
yeah.
their source of their consumer
right.
power.
It was part of their ego food.
Today it's how smart they are.
Yeah.
And they are really, really smart. They know how to suss out value. And so our job as market, or our job as small businesses, you know, is to really focus on the marketing, is to focus on helping people determine and evaluate the value that we offer and putting that front and center.
Is it possible that instead of a couple, he buys her jewelry, she buys him some piece of electronics, that they say, why don't we buy a new sofa and give it to each other? Or why don't we have our house painted, and that's our, is that kind of thing happening?
Well, I mean, all those things are happening. You know, the simple fact is that things, the material, the stuff that we collect and we have around ourselves, things are never going to make you happy. I mean, all the happiness research shows that. Mm-hmm. So people are really focusing on what's going to make me happy, and they're thinking more about that. And so they realize, well, it's not buying another dress. It's not spending, you know, I have a story to tell you about my son's wedding, but it's not spending $1,000 on a dress. What's going to really make you happy is maybe taking that $1,000 and giving it as a wedding present to my son and his future wife.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did that, and I'm going to have to return this $1,000 dress.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who decided to do that?
Well, my husband did, but you know, my husband, I bought a dress.
Oh, wait a minute,
this wasn't
your idea?
Well, no, not the return, but I bought this dress for the wedding, and it was a $1,000 dress. But I figured, you know, it's my son. My oldest son
dress.
Only gets married once.
This was a dress for you.
This is a dress for me.
Yeah.
And I bought this dress, and it looks beautiful, and it just, you know, it's everything about this dress is just perfect for the mother of the groom.
Right.
And but it cost $1,000. But I bought it, and he's been complaining to me, and like all the things that he's been saying to me, I have like totally ignored. It's like, well, that doesn't matter.
I've
got to walk down that aisle.
Because women, and let's be honest, Pam, women go a little nuts over weddings.
Well, it's true, and you know, I honestly, and I love fashion, so all of these things that he's saying to me didn't make a dent in my thinking. It was like, Well, what did was when he said, you know, the children, I mean, my son, Ariel, and his future wife, Amanda, are going to need that money. And we ought to take that money and give it to those children. And it's like,
right in the heart.
Yeah. And there was like, I couldn't argue with that. And you know what? It's the values.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have to go out shopping. I'm going to have to find another.
What about that? What about that poor company that's going to return that $1,000 dress to? Bless their hearts.
Well, you know, somebody with more money is going to buy that dress.
You're going to make it available to somebody else, aren't you?
What a great story!
Now, I think that's a story about what's happening. I think that's a real human story. It's happening in other places, and it's that kind of thing is kind of happening in my life too. Stand by 20 after the hour. Right back with Pam Danziger. More to come. I told you we'd get smarter and have fun when Pam joined us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.